A thought for today. This is my life. I live it at my pace. I am peace. Life is a joy to live. This is my life. I live it at my pace. I am at peace. Life is a joy to live. This is my life. I live it at my pace. I am at peace. Life is a joy to live. Most of us feel very compulsive to do the things that we think are right to do, to have a job, have a family, to take care of our responsibility in the community, to be active in our church, to be aware and as much as possible educated, to live up to all of the criteria that humanity has for mankind. We forget sometimes that this is my life. I forget sometimes this is my life too. That I'm living it because I'm having a good time. I'm enjoying each step that I do. And I'm careful not to add too many steps to my life so that I can get all rushed and bothered and frustrated and upset with myself. But I take each step joyfully, wonderfully, one step at a time. And as I take each step one step at a time, I know this is my life. I live this is my life, and I'm happy with myself. I don't feel pressured to live up to other people's standards, because other people's standards are my standards if I choose to create them as my standards. But from time to time, we feel that we have an obligation to our community. We should participate in community affairs. We certainly are enjoying the experiences from our community. Our community gives us television. Our community gives us highways and water, many times, electricity. Our community gives us the telephone. Our community gives us the computer. Our community gives us an infinite number of things, all of which we have created and joyfully created. But we can be so bound up with it sometimes that we forget to take a few minutes to be with ourselves, to listen to our own inner voice, our own self, which says, "Cool it, Buster. There's no rush. Do everything in its right time, gently, peacefully. Live at your own pace. Move along at your own pace. Enjoy life at your own pace. Don't go rushing along and missing smelling the roses." As we went to Mount Shasta, we wanted to get to Mount Shasta, so we drove direct. Zip! Up we went. And when we came back, we made a few side journeys. But we skipped the view of the Pacific Ocean. And we skipped it in several areas because we were in a rush. Our purpose was to get from point A to point B. Now, if we were really liking ourselves, we would have said, "Well, let's begin a little earlier and come back on time." That meant cutting short our seminar, which was okay. And then we could have enjoyed smelling the roses or smelling the ocean and looking at the surf and delighting it, even stopping and putting our toes in it. But no, We had a program, and the program was good, but we were rushed. We weren't too rushed to take time to have a flight in the ultralight. We each had a flight, and then after it was over, then we rushed away, because we had to make time, and we had to be back for our appointed time here, which is fine. But what are our real values? Was our real value to spend time at Mount Shasta in the most beneficial way? To go up on the mountain and listen within and hear within and know our creation there, the masters that we create there, the joy, the vibrations, the power that we create there, which we could do anywhere, but Mount Shasta is kind of nice because a lot of people are doing it. It's like going into a church. You go into a church and the thousands upon thousands of people who have come in there to pray, looking for a higher power, looking for the divine somewhere, perhaps outside of themselves or perhaps inside. But the church is a place of dedication to God, a dedication to the inner man, dedication to Jesus, if you will. And so the vibrations of the church, generally, and I don't know of an exception to it, but generally the vibrations of the church are exceedingly wonderful. Everyone who walks into a church of any faith feels there a spiritual uplift because of the many who have come there seeking the divine. That's a very noble thing, a very wonderful thing. Call it what you will, but seeking the divine. And people who go to church, don't rush. I just got a minute. Let me explain to you. I'm sick and I need to be whole and perfect. Now I got to get off to my job. So will you work on it, please, while I'm working, please? Thank you very much, God. Bye-bye. Well, your personal self would take affront at that. Your personal self would say, what the hell is this? Where are your values? What is your priority? Is your priority to come in here and dedicate 5 minutes, 10 minutes, whatever, to talking to your divine self and saying, look, I'm out of balance. I got to get back in balance. My body isn't working too well right now. I got to get back in balance. It's just a matter of balance. I know that, God. Now, I turn it all over to you. And then you sit there in silence for a while, and a peace comes over you, if not only for the building that you're in, but for the attitude that you're in. And you don't say, God, I gotta rush, I gotta rush, I gotta get back, my lunch hour is only so long. You take the time, and then when you get done with your sincere, dedicated introspection, prayer, meditation, you look at your watch and you say, my goodness, only a second has passed, and I've done so much. When you're not rushed, the time is always sufficient for whatever is called for. But when you're rushed, oh my gosh, 20 minutes have gone by. I'm late for a very important date. Got to get back to the office. This is my life. I live it at my pace. I am at peace. Life is a joy to live. Program yourself at all times for getting the most out of life. And getting the most out of life is not a new computer or not learning a program. It's not writing a book or even reading a book. Getting the most out of life is living peace within yourself. Living in harmony with yourself. Knowing that you are a grand and glorious being. This is my life. This is the life I choose to lead. Oh, I'll take care of my duties. I'll do my job. I'll do the responsibilities I've accepted. But I'll do them with a peaceful heart. And as I do these things with a peaceful heart, they're fun. No matter how tedious it might have been before, with a peaceful heart, everything I do is fun. Everything I do is a joy. I don't need to be somewhere to experience my inner self. I do that everywhere I am. I may be up in a spacecraft, up going to the moon or Mars or wherever we're going to be sending people. I may be taking a long, extended journey, living in a cryonic state where I'm frozen solid until I arrive. And then poof, I'm back again. And during that time, my body hasn't aged anything, and it is now 100 years later. Interesting. And so I'm up in this outer space thing, and it's great. And I do my thing for 4 or 5 years up there. Then I get back in my spaceship, get the spaceship operative, and send it back to Earth, and slip into my cryonic state. And I'm frozen solid for 100 years. And now 205 years have passed, and I'm back on Earth. And they don't even remember that I went out. And they don't care. Because they're doing a whole lot of things now. And they do it instantly. Instantly, wonderfully. Because the advances of science and technology have come so far in those 205 years. It's amazing. And I'm a slowpoke. But I don't try to catch up all at once. I just gently go about my work, my way, whatever I'm doing. And I enjoy being myself. I live at my own pace. And everyone around me is amazed that I'm not frustrated and rushing like they are. And so I create a place where I can be at peace within myself and within my world. And I buy a ranch or a couple hundred acres up at Campbell or something like that. And I go into my inner sanctuary there. And I am so at peace, so peaceful, that peace radiates from this sanctuary. And little by little, my neighbors stop rushing about and looking within and finding peace in themselves. And then the focus gets larger and larger, and pretty soon the whole world is involved as peace, because there now is peace on Earth, and it began with me. And then they begin saying, oh, he is the Messiah. He came from Mars or Saturn or wherever he went. And he has brought back a new millennium, a new way, a new life. Let us worship him. And all of a sudden, I disappear. Because I don't intend to have anyone worship me, because that's a responsibility. I'm being myself. This is my life. I live it at my pace. Just because I radiate outwardly such beauty and peace to all the world, and they pick it up and put it to work and want to worship the source, all of a sudden the source is gone. And I am being myself somewhere else. I don't need a cross. I don't need any respect from anybody. I need respect for myself. You see, this is what happens to you, each of you, wherever you have your center. You may be here on campus, you may be in Switzerland, you may be in Germany, you may be in Nigeria, you may be in China. It doesn't matter where you are. And you may be leaving here and taking the journey to there, and the journey takes 100 years. 100 years, my gosh. We can make it in one day. Don't you know that, Herb? We're in modern technology now. Okay? But theoretically, 100 years. And you go there and you soak up the charisma of that area. And then you come back to wherever you're going to live. And as you come back, you live at your own pace. I live at my pace at all times. And as you live at your pace, you do the things that delight you and amuse you and make you feel fulfilled in some way or other. And pretty soon your vibrations again emanate from you. I live at my own pace, and all the world lives at its own pace. And people come to study from you and say, hey, that's a great philosophy. None of this mumbo-jumbo mysticism, none of this Jesus, God stuff. It's just being yourself and having fun. Hey, I like that. And then you become known as a guru of being yourself and having fun. Because people feel that emanation and it spreads throughout the world. And so, you just disappear and do your thing again. You can't help doing your thing because that's you. Oh, you're exceedingly rich. By human standards, you have an infinite capacity. You're independently wealthy. And to human standards, you're living in an eternally perfect spirit, mind, and body. And to human standards, you are a delightful person, charismatic, and people just enjoy being in your company. People just feel fantastic in your company. Now, what more do you want? A house, a car, land. You got the money. You got everything you could have. Friends, you got those. Relationships, you got those. If sex pleases you, you got that. Eating pleases you, you got that. If not eating pleases you, you got that. If no sex, no intimate relations with others, you got that. And you're happy, with or without. It doesn't matter. But first you go, this is my life. First you go and say, I live it at my pace. It's my pace that I live my life at. It's my joy. It's my life. My choice. I create myself in any circumstance, in any area, with any group, with any peoples, with anything, by my choice, because I love it. I live it. I am it. You love it. You live it. You are it also. When we put this cause in motion for ourselves, when we put the cause in motion that this is my life, I live it at my pace, we put the cause in motion that I am peace and life is a joy to live, When you put that cause in motion, then everything works out for us in a beautiful, wonderful way. This is my life. This is my world. This is my experience. This is my life. Each of you are here. Each of you are sharing. But this is my life. I see you through my eyes. I see you as loving, peaceful, gentle. Unconditionally, I love you. Unconditionally, I wrap you in my heart and my arms and my life. Unconditionally, you are with me at all times, all of you. All those who are my students and my friends and my associates. Many people have never taken the courses of the University of Healing, the University of Philosophy. And yet they admire me, they like to be with me, they respect me. Is it my courses that do this, or is it my charisma? It's my charisma. Each of you have a charisma equal to anything that I have. Each of you have a charisma that is your own business card that you pass out every time you walk by another person. Each of you is the style of printing on that business card, the layout, the design, the graphics, the beauty, the magic. Like our friend in Mount Shasta, who has on his business card a beautiful photograph of a reticular cloud that was passing over Mount Shasta. Beautiful. The reticular cloud is very interesting, very fascinating. We bought a couple of pictures because it just reminds us of the beauty of that place. You and I, we're very special people. There's no one in the world quite like us. There's no one in the world that lives their life quite in the wonderful way that you and I do. You and I are very special. You and I are very independent. You and I know the rules very well. We live by these rules very, very well. We follow them with all of our heart. We say, this is my life. We're not saying that it is somebody else's life. When you move away, or you die, or you are born, it's your life. It has nothing to do with anybody else. It may influence the lives of others, but it has nothing to do with them. If you leave or come, it's you that's left to come, not somebody else. Of course, if you're in a singing group and your voice carries everyone and you leave the group, then the group has to revise their singing program. They can still sing, but their lead has left. And when the lead comes back, they all remember so wonderfully and quickly join in that harmonious melody. We are so spectacular, so wonderful. It's hard to imagine that anything could be so wonderful. I live life at my own pace. Now, your pace doesn't need to be slow or fast. Your pace is just whatever you feel at the moment, whatever moves you at the moment. Now, none of the things I'm saying should be construed as to doing an improper job at whatever work you're doing. Because you chose that work, whatever it may be, because that is a representation of you. You chose that work because that's your spirit reflecting itself in that work. You chose to get the salary, the paycheck. You chose to get the support of the monastery. You chose to do all of these things and have these experiences. You alone. Now when the time has come, have you given your best? Are you proud of yourself? Are you happy with yourself? It's not, have you given what others expect of you, but have you given your best? Have you given your personal best at all times? That's a lot of work, Herb. That's a lot of work. No, it isn't. Giving your personal best at all times is the easiest thing on earth. Giving something less than your personal best, that's very difficult. Because that means you have to lie or you have to steal or cheat. Something less than your personal best is something which is negative, something which is not fulfilling. But what about people whose personal best is less than what my personal best is? It's always their personal best, remember that. And personal best has integrity in it, has sincerity in it, has honesty, has goodness in it. That's what personal best is all about. And personal best doesn't mean that you even tell other people when you're having your personal best. Everyone surely can tell, because they look at you and they see the type of person that you are and the type of person that you are expressing. And most people compare, unfortunately. But we don't compare. We always are only our personal best. And we're very happy at being our personal best. Because that's exciting. I am peace. Think of yourself as peace. Think of yourself as harmony and joy and right action. Think of yourself as just going along through life in a wonderful, marvelous path. There's nothing to stub your toe on. That's old time. There's nothing to feel unhappy with. That's old time. There's nothing to bring a conflict into your life. Oh, but conflicts can be exciting. You can have excitement without conflicts. You don't have to have a conflict to have some excitement. Do you call skiing down a steep hill a conflict? No, you call it excitement. Do you call working on your path, cleaning it up and making it all beautiful and wonderful, a conflict? You're taking away the old path and creating a new one? No, it's exciting because you're creating. You're bringing you out of everything that you have in your hands and your heart. Flow with this, because this is who you are. Life is a joy to live, and unless we realize that, it's hell. And it's up to us to know that it's a joy and live as a joy. This is my life. I live it at my pace. I am peace. Life is a joy to live. This is my life. I live it at my pace. I am peace. Life is a joy to live. This is my life. I live it at my pace. I am peace. Life is a joy to live. And I'm very, very happy. I'm me. I love you.